date rape and getting roofied is out of control. And now California, to my great pride being a California native, has said no more. And the rest of the states should be sitting up and paying attention if they really care about both the women and the men in our society who are vulnerable to this sort of despicable act. Okay, so let's take a look at this law as well as other date rape drug identifiers, sort of date rape gadgets, I guess you would say, that are out there that you can buy and bring to the bars to protect yourself in case you don't live in California, which is just 49 other states, no big deal. You guys don't really matter, apparently, at least not yet. When I first looked at this, I thought it was like 95% of women who were getting roofied, but I was wrong. Okay, the truth is, a survey shows that 44% of men and 56% of women have unknowingly consumed a drink that's been spiked. And that is crazy. 50% of the population have been illegally drugged. Okay, so let's talk about this. By the way, Dave Allred, the Real Barman here. It is nice to see you again. So the deal is, if you own a bar in California with a Type 48 license, you are now required to carry drug testing kits for common date rape drugs, also called roofies. And you are required to have adequate signage displayed, like this one here, alerting patrons that you have said drug testing kits. Okay? And I think that's the cat's meow, the bee's knees, the fox's socks, and other outdated phrases from the 1800s. But it really is. It's great. And all the other states out there need to come along and adopt this policy so that people can go out to bars, have a conversation, have a good time, and not worry about psychos dropping drugs into their drinks. I mean, are you kidding me? Are we in the Colombian jungle? I mean, these aren't convicted gang members we're talking about. This is happening from people in the general public wearing Dockers and Ralph Lauren collared shirts. This is borderline serial killer mentality. You are drugging people so you can rape them. All right, did we really have to pass a law to help prevent half the population from getting drugged? God, it just goes to show you how many lunatics are walking around in the general public. Sheesh. Okay, so if you go out on the if you do go out on the town quite a bit to like clubs and bars, there are some great, again, I don't know what to call them, tools, gadgets, doodads, gizmos that you can purchase that you can bring along to protect yourself. And the best part is, you can literally go to Amazon to buy most of them. Okay, you can order them up and be clubbing tomorrow between 6 and 10 p.m. or whenever your delivery guy gets to your house. So let's take a few, look at a few of them. First off, and I love this one, is the Date Rape Scrunchie, which you can wear in your hair to look cute. Looks great with leg warmers, or you can wear it around your wrist, but you can also put it over your drink so nobody can drop something in there. Okay, look at that. It has 4.7 stars. This one's $11, but this one also has 4.7 stars, and you can get a variety pack of 10 for only $10, so I'd go with that one if I were you. This is a very cool idea. Just make sure, you know, you bring an extra scrunchie for your hair in case you need to cover up your drink. Otherwise, you know, your hair is going to fall down. Okay, next you can get these test strips, which are what the bars are going to be required to have available in California. Or these test stickers, which are very similar. You can carry them in your purse or in your wallet. You can put them in your pocket if you're a guy. Just dip one into your drink, and if it turns a certain color, do not drink. Okay, and then find the person who roofied you and stab them in the eye with your straw or those little plastic swords for garnishes. Whatever you have available. Okay, these are both about 15 bucks. You can also get these little tubes, but they seem a little bulky to me. Seems easier to have the smaller strips that fit easily in your pocket or your wallet, unless you can, I don't know, tie them in your hair with your scrunchie. But they're like 60 bucks, and they don't even have good reviews, so I take that back. Don't get the tubes. Another one is a date rape coaster, and you have to leave Amazon to get these. For some reason, Amazon isn't selling them yet, but if you Google it, you will find them. They're like a buck a piece, and all you have to do is put a drop of your drink on the coaster, and if it turns blue, then, you know, get your stabbing apparatus ready. And then there are some other similar ones out there. You can browse through Amazon and see what you like. There is one more that's being worked on. Rumor has it, but it's been like since 2014. No one's got it right yet. And it is the roofie nail polish, which is the most genius idea since, I don't know, the hydraulic water apparatus. But for some reason, they can't get it right. So it's not available yet. Okay, if you Google roofie nail polish, you'll see Amazon pop up at the top, but they are lying to you. They don't have it yet. As of the recording of this video, roofie nail polish is not a thing. But when they figure it out, that's going to be awesome sauce. Okay, so that's it for today. Just a quick one. I just want to make sure that everyone out there is being safe. I want to make sure all the bars are helping make people safe. This is a great California law. The bar world is already a bit hazardous as it is with all the alcohol and hormones running rampant. So we need to watch out for each other as much as possible. For the rest of you who are drugging people, or you're a serial killer, or even if you're one of those people who don't say thank you when I hold the door open for you, you can all go to hell. You're bad, bad people. All right. Anyway, I hope you have a great and safe day and night. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I do appreciate it. I'm going to see you next time. I'm out. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember to visit the resource page at barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com for both free and paid resources on running a kick-ass bar and restaurant. I'll see you next time. Cheers.